Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show. How does this work? Hi, my name is Chris. My name is not Colin. So that is not a haiku. That wasn't quite a haiku. I was a couple extra syllables on the last line there. Whatever. Colin's off this week. That's why you didn't get the haiku when you heard the water and the peaceful Zen type stuff. It snuck in there, and producer Matt has no idea who would let something like that happen.
No idea.
No idea. Don't know what kind of irresponsible fool would let that happen. Good morning, everyone. It's Friday, as you can tell. I actually did not oversleep this morning, which is exciting, and that means I've had an extra couple of cups of coffee. I'm fired up, ready to go for the weekend, Jim. How you doing?
I'm fine. Not that I had any issues with waking up today, but the alarm alarmed a little longer than usual because somehow I was lying in bed when the alarm went off, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, today's Saturday. I don't have to get up. And then quickly my mind went, oh, okay, it's still Friday. So I got up.
You sound excited to be here.
It just felt like it should be the weekend.
We're almost there. This is a big weekend, too, Jim. We're going to have hockey back. I'm very excited about this weekend.
Yes.
So that's the good news.
Maybe the Pirates will get two hits tonight.
Whoa. Pump the brakes, okay, my man? Pump the brakes.
Let's not get too excited.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Now, it's as the script says for some stuff that you and I read for different places, you know, there are like six basketball games today starting at 2:30, and then there's five hockey games tomorrow, and then Sundays there's six hockey games, and then you know, there's always baseball. So we've really never seen anything – quite like this, at least not in August.
No, this is going to be a little bit of, if you could at all overdose on sports, this will be the time to do so. Like, you could get sports drunk just sitting around all day on the couch watching things. You'll have an opportunity, whatever you want. The buffet is open. You want some NBA action? Flip it on for a little bit. You want some, well, almost anything, I should say. You want some baseball? Flip it on. We don't know if the Marlins or Phillies will be able to play, but you'll have baseball. You want some hockey? Yes, it starts tomorrow, like you said, and there will be days where it's just nonstop, 10 or 12 hours of hockey. So we're all very, very, very excited about that.
Well, I kind of like you know, Thursday and Friday afternoons, for example, you flip on, you get sick of the news, right? And so you can flip over. There's golf. There's golf coverage on Thursday and Friday afternoons. Uh-huh. And so afternoon sports, and every once in a while you'll get a day baseball game. And hopefully we'll still get a few of those. There aren't that many, it seems. But now all of a sudden you're going to have NHL games starting at noontime. And NBA, I see today starts at 2:30, but I was thinking at some point, wouldn't they play some games around noon? Maybe not, because they
some
of their games.
Yeah, I looked at the NBA schedule a couple days ago. I don't know if they have any that start as early as noon during the week. I think maybe on the weekends a couple times. But it's interesting for the NBA, too. Anyway, we're talking sports, but it's interesting for the NBA because – yeah, no, that's okay. Because I think it's more interesting for them because they've got like a week and a half of a regular season left to finish, basically, before they go to the playoffs.
I'm talking about it more of a lifestyle kind of a thing, things that are available that normally aren't available during the week. It's just going to be different.
It is. There's going to be a lot. There will be a noticed dip in productivity for those working from home, even more so than the last couple of months, because let's be honest, you're going to flip on the television and start watching the game, whatever the game may be. I have a question for you, and you are not a pet owner, but this is something I saw a coworker of ours mention on social media, and it's something I've found myself confronted with before. You take the dog for a walk around the neighborhood, right? And at a certain point, the dog... Actually, what the reason you have to take the dog on a walk around the neighborhood is because the dog gets all excited when it hears the dog bark on that State Farm insurance commercial that runs all the time on radio.com, which, by the way, we appreciate your sponsorship, State Farm and Arlene Elosh in South Park. But the dog starts barking on the commercial, and my dog starts to bark when she hears a dog bark, whether it's on TV or on the radio or whatever it is. And so then the dog wants to go out. So we take the dog for a walk around the neighborhood. What is, as someone who isn't a dog owner, I think your perspective is decidedly neutral on this. So I'll ask you, you're taking the dog for a walk. The dog does its business. You pick it up in one of those dog poo bags. If it is garbage day and people's trash is out, is it acceptable to drop that bag of dog doo into a neighbor's trash receptacle so that you don't have to carry it around the neighborhood with you?
Wow, that's an interesting, this has bonus poll written all over it. I'm thinking, I don't know, that's a good one. But I'll tell you from my perspective, if I were looking out the window, which out toward the street, which I do quite often these days between the hours of 4 and noon, and I saw somebody, and today is our garbage day, by the way. It's not recycle week, but it's the non-recycle week. So we only have one garbage pail out there.
Okay.
But I don't know. Somehow I think I'd feel violated if I saw somebody do that with ours. I don't know why. I'm thinking
here's the situation that happened with our coworker, Kristen from Y108. I saw her post this on Facebook. She was taking, she loves dogs. So she's taking her dog for a walk the other day, I guess. And her dog does its business. Same scenario I just painted. She drops the bag of poo into a neighbor's garbage can. The neighbor sees it, takes the bag of dog poo out of the garbage can, and attempts to deliver it back to the home where she thinks it came from. Instead, left it on a neighbor's front porch. Whoops. So if you're going to go all Karen on someone, at least do it right. Here's my policy on it. My policy is, if the garbage has already been picked up, I am not leaving a bag of my dog's poo in your now empty garbage can, because I don't want to have to deal with my dog's poo for an entire week. That's some savagery that we just don't deal with here in the pristine suburbs of Jefferson Hills. If your garbage has not been collected yet, I have no problem taking the little bag of dog poo and placing it in your garbage can, because the garbage guy's going to pick it up before you even know it anyway.
Yeah, but do you understand what I'm saying? For some reason, it would feel like an invasion of privacy if I saw somebody do that today. If I was looking out and I saw somebody walk by and then boom.
But it's essentially a bin of things you've put out on the curb because you don't need or want them anymore. There's coffee grounds. Right. There's orange peels. There's all kinds of non-dirty used tissues. It's literally garbage, but you're still protective over it.
Well, no, I'm just saying I'm going through the thought process here I'm not coming around. My overall opinion is that there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, why not?
Right.
But my thought process is that if I looked at it, I'd go like, "Wait a minute. This is kind of weird." And yet and yet I'd come around and rationalize and say, "Well, yeah, it's weird, but I mean, why not? Because I'm not going out there to take anything out of there until the garbage can is empty." But you're right about the other. I never even considered that as a possibility. Now, our guys conveniently, typically, leave our garbage cans just strewn all over the place once they're empty. They, you know, which is not good on a windy day because, like everybody else in Pittsburgh, we live on a little bit of a hill. And
well, yeah.
So
it's a rule that if it's garbage day, especially if it's recycling day, it's just it's going to be windy. It's just that's a rule. I don't know why it's a rule, but yeah. It has to be a rule. Especially if it's recycling day, and then you just hear, especially during the winter when it's like 20 degrees out and the wind chills 5 below, and you wake up in the middle of the night hearing aluminum cans going down the street.
Yeah. Well, they have those nice big ones now that we use. They used to be like the little tiny ones with no lid on them. Now we have the big blue thing with a lid on it. So
yeah,
that makes it less, because you didn't hear like the plastic water bottle just bouncing down the street.
Yeah. Yes. Matt, what's your policy on this? Is it okay to leave your dog's business? It's in a bag. Okay. I want to be clear about that, because a couple people texted in and it made it sound like, oh my God, why would you do that? Well, it's in a bag, and I tie the bag up, and then again, only if the neighbor's trash has not been collected yet and it's out at the curb, I'll drop it in the garbage can, so I don't have to carry a bag of poo around the neighborhood with me.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about if I was the person that was looking out the window and I saw you do that, and I put myself in those shoes, and at first I'd be like, huh, I don't know if I would have done that myself, but you know what? I'm not mad about it, because as you lay out that scenario, if it's going to be taken out anyway, why does it matter?
Right. Yeah, that's the way I look at it. And I think most of the people in our neighborhood who know me wouldn't look at me and go, Chris, yeah, doesn't surprise me. He's leaving his dog's crap in my garbage can. I think they'd look at it more like, Chris, yeah, he doesn't want to carry a bag of dog poo around the neighborhood with him. I get it. I'm there. And well, so not that I'm popular in our neighborhood, but I think enough people would be like, oh, well, I get it.
Well, here's the there's another dynamic to this, is that ever since the pandemic and people being at home and everything like that, we have had, now we know everybody on our street. Okay, there are, I don't know, there are like 11 or 12 houses on our street, on a cul-de-sac, and so we know everybody on our street. We do not know everybody in the greater neighborhood. And I've seen, now I've gotten to recognize certain people. Oh yeah, that lady walks by every morning at 7:05, kind of lady. And
that's not creepy
people.
At all, Jim.
And so there, no, I mean, it's like she's got like a knee brace and some other stuff. But anyway, it's like, but you get to see, you recognize, oh yeah, there they are, these people that walk around the neighborhood. And there are more of those people that walk around. I don't know who they are, and some of them are walking their dogs. So it could very well, you know, if one of our neighbors did that, you know, immediate neighbors, that would be kind of weird, because they could just drop it off in their own garbage.
If they're right there by their house.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm talking about like I'm like a block
strangers.
Away. I'm all the way down the street. Well, they're not even strangers, because it's a pretty tight knit community. A lot of people know each other, and we've all I shouldn't say all. A lot of us have kids around the same age who play on teams together or go to school together. So, like I know a lot of people in our neighborhood because we all just are in similar situations.
Okay.
So
yeah,
like
that makes
if
sense.
So for example, my friend John. He's a great guy, grew up in North Baldwin just like me, a couple years older, lives down the street. He has an enormous dog. I mean, this dog is, it was supposed to be like some kind of mini something doodle, but it's like, I swear to God, this dog is taller than me. And it's named Mo, and everybody in the neighborhood knows Mo because it's this big, friendly, fluffy dog. Mo, when Mo goes, I mean, it's like it's like National Geographic. It's like it's just
like Niagara Falls.
Boom! It's like Niagara Falls. but like if I saw John, my neighbor who lives down the street, I know he's got to go up the hill and around the neighborhood before he gets back to his house, and I wouldn't want to carry a bag of Moe's poop all over the neighborhood, all 10 pounds of it. So if he dropped it in my garbage can before the trash came to collect, I'd have no problem with that. And so I look at it as if my dog's got to go and I'm down by his house, I'd do the same.
It was bad. It was terrible. You know what I mean?
It's Niagara Falls. But the thing is, like, that's another
Niagara Falls here.
That's another part of it. Number two didn't look like a number two.
Poem.
If you know the person, that adds, you know, that's another layer to this that makes it okay. Because if I looked out and I said, oh, that's so and so, okay, no problem. But if it was somebody I didn't know, I would just think it was weird. But then I'd be okay with it because I'd rationalize it.
Yeah, it's. I think it's fairly easy to rationalize. But anyway,
better. It's better than like there is an easement that runs. You know, we have in our neighborhood parallel streets, and that lead to nowhere, like the dead ends. And so there are easements that run between the backyards of the properties in our neighborhood, and I have seen people take their dogs out for a walk onto the easement, which is like community property that, by the way, I mow all the time.
Duly noted, Jim. We will let everyone know.
And although I haven't had to mow it for like 2 months because the grass isn't growing.
No.
Yeah. But I have seen a dog do its business out in the easement, and that's not not cool.
Oh, and they didn't pick it up at all?
Uh-uh. Didn't look like it.
Oh, that's – no. You don't do that. You do that. You
no,
just
never, some, never.
Never, never. speaking of which, we will talk hockey. The playoffs start tomorrow. My God, I can't believe we're finally here. Pens Canadiens. Stu Cowan, Montreal Gazette columnist, joins us at 8 o'clock. Baseball back up and running today. Or I should say Pirates baseball back up and running today, as there was baseball yesterday. Michael McHenry of AT&T Sportsnet joins us at 9 o'clock. NFL Network's Aditi Kinkabwala joins us at 7:30 this morning. And that's where we start our day. Coming up next is at Heinz Field. And Mike Tomlin had something to say yesterday that I really think the entire National Football League, and for that matter, the world of sports in general, should listen to as we try to get sports back up and running for the rest of the year. Mike Tomlin had something very important to say that should echo and reverberate throughout the sports world and have a lot of people thinking. We'll get into that to get things fired up. That's next here on the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.